Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another brand spanking new episode of Glamour's Hey, It's Okay. I'm Jo Elvin. I'm the editor-in-chief of Glamour. And this is the podcast where we really bring to life for you the Glamour Features meeting. And we talk about all sorts of serious stuff and some utter crap as well, to be honest. Today, we're going to be talking small talk. Do you love or hate that? Is it all right to really want to be famous? And we're going to be talking about that with an actual celebrity to get the juice. And in this election week, is it okay to change your politics? Stay tuned. Today, I am joined by, I don't like saying my, but you are my, my deputy editor, James Williams.
Hello.
Pod cupboard stud, favourite on the podcast.
Only because there's no other competition. I'm the only man that ever comes in here.
Well, that's true. But anyway, so, and today we are absolutely honoured. I think this is, I mean, the pod cupboard is not worthy of today's wonderful special guest, Ms. Jennifer Saunders.
Woohoo! Good morning.
Good morning.
Can I say, Jo, you're a bit of an expert at this.
Well, you know, I've been talking for a long time.
I was just waiting for you to sort of mess it up. But no.
She's improved a lot. I mean, we were winging it from the beginning, but now she's actually got quite good.
Oh, cheers, James.
you could actually give up your day job.
Yeah. In fact, I might just send this tape to my agent.
Why not? Why not?
I'm just Jennifer saying that.
Yeah.
Could be my audio business card.
That could be like your film poster quote equivalent, couldn't
it? Yeah. Jo needs a show.
She can talk.
That rhymes.
Yeah. She opened her mouth and things came out. I was really shocked.
Like a pro.
Jennifer Saunders, speaking of pros.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How are you?
Very well indeed,
thank you. We are so thrilled to have you here today because, now, this is going out on June the 6th, which is probably the only date that anybody at Glamour Magazine cares about in the entire year. And you know where that is, don't you?
Yeah, it's the awards.
It's the Glamour Women of the Year Awards. And we had some trouble with our budgets booking a host, so... Do you know anyone?
Yeah.
Listen, I will step in.
Oh,
is that
God.
Why I will step in at the last minute if no one else turns up?
Yeah.
Well, you know, if there's not a Kardashian or something.
Can we get back to you on it? No.
Yeah, get back to me.
No, seriously.
No, we are very excited that you are our host this year.
I'm so excited.
Are you not scared at all?
I can't believe that for so many years... I never went to the Glamour Awards.
Well, this is what we want to talk to you about,
yeah,
young lady.
Can I tell you, lady?
I didn't know it was so good.
You were a tough nut to crack.
Yes.
Can I tell you? We tried for years to get your ass there.
Well, it's the words red carpet will always do it for me.
Yeah.
But it's a very short red carpet at Glamour.
True.
So I think I survive it.
I want to know, because you're not the only celebrity who has said to us over the years, oh, I didn't realise it was like this. I'll come again.
Because it's actually like a party.
But tell me, what are the other things like?
Oh. I tell you what, there's far too many photographs as you go in and you feel very self-conscious and there's a lot of people going around photograph. It's a bit sort of overdone and a bit tense. Whereas Glamour... rush down the red carpet, mug behind a Kardashian, which you'll regret for the rest of your life.
No, come on.
And then
I loved that picture.
That's the best picture of Kourtney Kardashian.
Why did I ever do that? It was just to make Dawn laugh, but you forget that these things live on forever. will remain
you forget the world media
Google
watching.
Search forever.
Yeah.
But, and then you go in and you actually just have a blast and you invite the best people.
Well, really? Can I just say, this is what we love about you, Jennifer. So for years, we invited you. We were desperate for you to come and honour you. You came to present Amy Schumer one
yes.
year. You came as a presenter. Then you won last year. And now you're hosting the whole shebang.
I
so basically,
know.
We love you.
It's just up, up in my world, yeah. honestly.
And what you don't know is that we've lured you in here to be on the podcast, but this is actually now where you live.
Yeah.
And good. Just whenever we need to wheel you yeah. out for various
we own you. At this point, yeah. we actually own
because,
you.
Because, can I tell the people who are listening to this, I am actually in the goodies cupboard.
Yeah.
Because I can see the goodie bags are being made in front of us here. I mean, it's just beautiful
in
to look at.
In bespoke plastic bags.
Yeah, I know.
In bespoke
only,
bags.
Only
yes.
the best. They do have glamour on them. But
yes.
I do worry somewhat we've ruined the illusion of the glamour of the goodie bag by showing you what goes into it. Like, it's like pulling back the curtain with Toto, no. the Wizard of Oz.
Can I? The other thing is, the best goodie bags. Can I just say?
Oh, Jennifer.
Of all the awards I've ever been to, the glamour, honestly, is unsurpassable.
Oh, thank you. Mm. Well, we do work hard
I don't,
on it.
I'm sort of like struck dumb. I don't know what to say.
I know.
No,
well,
my daughters are ringing me up already. Like, when is it? When is it?
Well,
because they're like gannets. They come round and say, what did you get? What did you get?
I mean, the one thing I feel we should point out as well, we are sort of slightly misrepresenting what happens on the day of the Glamour Awards. At
yeah.
this point, you can't actually move for the stench of fake tan. It's almost like some sort of erotic asphyxiation level.
And that's just James.
Yeah, that's yeah. just my layers of yeah. fake tan. But honestly, it's the one day where you're basically paid to get
God.
Spray tanned, aren't you, Joe? It's
yeah.
like a constant stream of people running up and down getting spray tanned.
And made
honestly.
Up, I'm going to go and tip a bucket of bleach over my hair in the afternoon.
Oh.
So look forward to that.
Well, I've got a wedding on the Sunday before, so I shall be, you know, I'll probably wear the same outfit, actually.
Great.
Oh,
actually, I won't change.
Do you know what you're going to wear?
No, I don't yet.
Should we have a hair of the dog
I'm
on standby?
I'm open for suggestions, actually.
Yeah.
I'm looking for something kind of cool and not totally
well,
wedding-y.
Can I just say, this top that you and I both own,
yeah.
I've literally just this second, only just now discovered it's got pockets.
What?
I mean, seriously.
Well, look at that.
You could just wear this with a pair of trousers and heels and stand there with your hands in your pockets all night.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll get you some big
Be
earrings.
Prepared.
Yeah.
Right.
Done.
Big earrings. Done.
But
thank you.
You've hosted things before, but do you never get nervous about these kinds of things?
Do you know, always. That's yeah. why for years I'd never do them.
Yeah.
But recently, probably the menopause, but I just lost all idea of nerves, you know, and I did one and it seemed to work all right. And now I actually really enjoy it.
Oh, good.
I really enjoy it.
But that's because, you know, you kind of, you've been around the block, haven't you?
It's I like, have.
You know,
that's
you know
true.
What, you know what you're doing.
I know
yeah.
exactly what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I also know that people coming up are more nervous than you are standing there
yeah.
just presenting stuff or making a few jokes or whatever.
Yeah. Oh,
and the more relaxed you are, the more relaxed everyone is. And
also, I think the thing, yeah, thing people always say
along.
To us as well about the room is that there's a very lovely atmosphere in the room and no one's willing
I think
you...
it's called drink.
Yeah, that's true.
I honestly
it's
do.
It's called
yeah.
drink and it's called women, it is, Jennifer.
Yeah.
Yes,
it's
thank
women.
You.
But women
yeah.
do, on a very serious
it's
note, I
very
do think
merry.
Girls are egging each other on to be funny. To be,
yeah.
It's very celebratory and that, people always say to us, they're really
yeah.
quite taken aback by how positive a room
there
it is.
Other award ceremonies, which I probably shouldn't name if I want to keep my job, but where they say there's a lot of more testosterone-led competition in the room. So everybody's
yeah.
falling over themselves to get on stage and say, oh, I don't really care about winning this stupid award. Whereas
yeah.
there's none of that at Glamour.
No, there's
yeah.
none of it. I mean, I have to say, it's very refreshing.
Well, you and Dawn
nice.
Stole the show last year. I mean, it was...
And one of the mums at school gave me a stern talking to me because you said the C word.
I know.
Which really... that really
awful.
I enjoyed that. It
well,
was brilliant.
Because she had said it in the car, you
yeah.
see. And we had a few bevs and...
You don't
did,
say.
It did crack on. I looked like, oh, honestly, really. I have grandchildren.
I know, but can I just say, I think I've said this. I may have said this when Dawn was on, but I honestly, the day after the awards, and I went on my Facebook page, and that clip had been shared by, no lie, about 30 people. And part of me liked to think it's because they were really supporting me and the fact that I worked at Glamour. Most of them didn't even realise I worked at Glamour. It was all because it was a genuine, hilarious moment. They just loved
yeah.
what you guys did.
And if you haven't seen it, you must search
yeah.
that on YouTube because
no,
it's one of the all-time
honestly, just eradicate it from everything.
And find the Kourtney Kardashian. No, sorry, the Kourtney Kardashian photobomb.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a cardboard cutout.
In fact,
it wasn't her.
All our sort of like viral moments all lead back to Jennifer Saunders in some way.
You better bring it this year, Jennifer. Oh, yeah. No pressure.
Listen.
In 2015, Jennifer presented to Amy Schumer. And that's, I have to thank your daughter who'd said, listen, you don't know who Amy Schumer is, but you've got to come, you've got to present to this woman. She's amazing. And that got you there in the first place. And then you introduced Amy, whose speech went on to also be a viral sensation. So it's all about you.
She's funny.
She's awesome.
So funny.
Yeah. No, I'm so looking forward to it. I can't wait. Such a good party.
Right, well, you know, it's June 6th. We better let you go and get changed. Okay, are you ready, Jennifer Saunders?
Yes.
We're going to talk about the sort of issues that really divide the room at Glamour sometimes, have people slamming doors and not speaking to each other for weeks on end, all of that sort of thing.
Can't imagine it.
No. It's women's magazines. It's not bitchy at all. No. Ever.
It's really not.
No, it isn't. No, most of the time. So is it okay to hate small talk?
Well, it's okay to hate it, but I think there's an absolute point to small talk, which is how people, you know, start to look at a person and look into their eyes and get to know who they are.
But how small is the talk that we're talking?
Yeah.
Well, it can't be desperately boring, can it?
That's the thing. I can't bear it.
Well, can't you?
Oh, God. I actually hate this about myself. Is there's a point where I feel like physically, like my whole guts are going to cave in on themselves if we talk about the weather another second. Do you know what I mean?
Are you not English?
I am not English.
Are you not English, Joelle?
You know what? Yeah. You've rumbled me.
I think I've rumbled this.
Because us Brits are gold medalists in small talking.
I've got a purple passport, all right? They still gave me one.
You've got to have a little bit of small talk, I think.
Well, then how come your life in the UK citizenship test was all about what percentage of the population is Somalian? And, you know, that's not small talk, is it? That's like
that's
full on detail.
We like to challenge the foreigners who are trying to get our passports. I don't want them just sliding in on small talk.
Did your test and I've got your job.
Yeah.
They should have made you do small talk, actually.
Yeah. Can you imagine? God, a small talk audition.
Yeah. Yes. Could you talk about the weather now for 5 minutes,
Taxi
please?
To Heathrow. Sir Alvin.
I have a question for you then, Joe, because my theory about this is, do you think you hate small talk? Because I would argue it's a big part of the job we do. We are always meeting new people.
Maybe you're right. I think there's a point because I've been doing this job for 7,500 years now.
Yes.
That's a lot of evening dinners at work functions.
Oh, I see.
Do you know what I mean? And so there does come a point where there are so many awkward silences.
To fill,
And we haven't finished the entree yet. So I do find myself like a real little shit, basically, just asking really personal questions.
Very quickly.
And to be honest with you, I find that most of the time, the person sitting next to me, I can see the relief and the gratitude in their eyes that we're not going to talk about something that neither of us cares about.
Mm. Well, no, that's fine, especially in a meeting or a work situation. But small talk's there to stop there being those terrible, awkward silences or to warm you up to a conversation, because you'll eventually hit on something if you're meeting someone you've never met before. Then you have to talk a little bit to go.
Have
just
you
to stop.
Had any deaths in the family recently?
Yeah. Yes, there you go, Joe. I'm taking that passport away now.
She really is terrible at it.
I bet. I'm going to try that one next time I don't know someone. Hello. You look like you've had a death in the family.
How about that as an opener at the Glamour Awards? That'd be nice.
I shall do that. I shall say, Joe, have you had a death in the family?
Not recently, Jennifer.
You see, my theory about small talk is I have a slight concern because, well, first of all, I should say, I think the absolute acid test for being genuine friends with somebody is silence. If you are totally comfortable in their company in silence.
Yes, but we're not talking about friends. Yeah. We're talking about strangers.
That's called marriage.
Yeah, but this is what I was going to come back to. So my worry is as somebody who does a lot of meetings and lunches and dinners as part of our work, you know, I can do small talk. We do it. I think we do it quite well. You're being quite hard on yourself. Joe actually
That's why I take James out with me everywhere.
But, you know, I'm now worried that I've become so, in a way, well-versed in the art of small talk that I don't actually say anything very real. And I'm worried it's now had a knock-on effect in my real life, in my real relationships, that I don't really, without getting too deep about it, you know, in therapy, for example, I see a therapist, I'm not ashamed to say it, but he did sort of say to me, do you think sometimes your job, because you always put on a game face, means that in real life, you don't really then let that slide and you're never really authentic? So it has actually got me thinking quite seriously about, you know, does it have a sort of deeper sort of effect on you?
Kind of blown my tiny mind, that. That's
I know.
But I think I've come late to life in small talk because I used to have a lot of awkward silences. And I've learnt that actually the way through it And to stop yourself feeling awkward or shy is to go, tell me about this. Have you noticed that? Or da 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 da. And it gradually gets you into talking to someone rather than just, I mean, we all know those things where everyone's sitting around like, you know, lemons, and someone will go, now, everybody, can I ask anybody? And there's that sort of English thing of just let's just break open the egg a little bit, and then we'll eventually get to the omelette. Yeah. But we've just got to actually cook a little bit first.
But my thing, the contradiction about British people is that there's a lot of how are you, I'm very well, thank you, you know, all of that, but actually to me they're all figures of speech. No one actually cares how you are. How was your weekend?
How was your weekend?
That's my one, and this
no,
is going to make
then
you
me go
sound
away
terrible.
And you go, how did this seem? I tell you what it is. It's a small talk, but you're actually looking at I think it's different for British people. They don't go, oh, you don't look very well. They go, how are you? And the person will go, very well, thank you. And go, she's not well. It's happening in the head, but politeness stops you invading that person's privacy, because maybe they don't want to say.
But you must have had the experience of somebody going, yeah, fine, thanks, when you haven't asked. Because it's just that automated kind of...
Well, look, I go into a shop and I go, no, I'm fine, thank you, before everyone's even approached me. No, I'm fine, thing. I'm just looking, and then I head out the door before I've even looked at anything, just in case there's an awkwardness.
Because that thing,
no wonder you haven't found an outfit then.
You touch a hanger, and they go, "Can I help you with that?" And you go, "Yeah."
Oh, it's great. That isn't it? Comes in this size and that color.
I'm just leaving. I'm leaving.
But it is. You are right. People would also think there was something wrong with you if you literally overshared the second you met somebody. So there, there's a reason for it.
Experience with someone, and it's very unpleasant.
It's very unsettling.
Someone you hardly know telling you how they've all got new teeth and they've just had them personally screwed back, and you go, didn't want that information.
Or they're getting divorced, or somebody they know has terminal illness.
Favourite was that, was the guy, some guy cold called me from Virgin Wi-Fi or broadband or whatever it is. And he said, hi, Miss Alvin, how are you? And I said, fine, thanks, how are you? And he went, been a bit unwell lately, actually. Got a bit of a cold today. And I was thinking,
you're saying small talk, small talk.
See, the argument for small talk right there and there. It has a very good purpose. Right. Yeah. So, in summary.
Look, I'll try harder, all right?
Oversharing is very bad.
Yeah. Small talk, it rules.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Right, we've put that one to rights. You've told me.
Yes.
You ready for the next
Salvin
heated debate?
Yes, let's go.
Okay. Is it okay? It's going to be funny asking you this. Is it okay to want to be famous?
Well, I think there are degrees of wanting to be famous. There's desperation and there's just the wanting to be famous for what you do well. I suppose that's quite common, isn't it? Even if you don't want to be a rock star, which most people sort of grow out of by the time they're sort of 25. I haven't grown out of it, Joe.
And I don't want you
could
to
there be
ever
at
grow
the awards
out of it.
Like a microphone and a band.
Yeah. big amp.
I will never grow out of that one. And actually, Debbie Harry allows us to continue that dream forever now. We can never be old enough to want to be a rock star.
Isn't she awesome?
Oh, incredible.
But I suppose,
anyway, sorry.
But where I'm coming to it from is that we interview a lot of celebrities at Glamour and they're always falling over themselves. I never wanted to be famous. I always wanted to be famous.
Yay! Thank you for saying that.
There seems to be a shame
wanting
to be. And I think it sounds awesome to be famous.
But also you want to be famous for doing something good. You want people to go, God, didn't she do that well? Wasn't that brilliant? Even when I wanted to be a vet.
Yeah.
I wanted to be the vet that, like, David Attenborough would come to and go, God, you're an amazing vet.
Yeah.
How do you do
the
that?
The vet that was
the
friends
best vet.
With David Attenborough.
Or I wanted to be, like, a three-day event rider, and I wanted to be, like, the best three-day event rider, and I wanted all the other... But being famous that way, you want people to think, wow, she's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's no shame in that, but there's
there
seem to be a particularly, we're really hammering the Brits today. Sorry, Brits, but it's that self-deprecating gene in British people that we're not supposed to. British people aren't supposed to want to have the limelight. Aren't supposed to be seen to enjoy the limelight. Do you see what I mean?
I do see what you mean, and I think that's to do with the fact that people get knocked down very quickly.
Yeah,
that it's seen as, you know, sort of it's been full of pride, I suppose, rather than actually just wanting to be good at something. And I think it's fine to want to be good at something, and it's fine to want to be famous. It's not fine to want to be famous for nothing.
Well, I was going to say, I think,
and to be desperate
for
fame.
The problem now is, I think,
fame is the solution. Fame should always be the result. Yeah. It shouldn't be the solution or the aim.
I do catch myself now occasionally saying, and I feel very old when I do say this, when somebody's famous.
You are very old.
Thank you, Jennifer, those comforting words.
He's the youngest one out of us three.
But I always find it, you know, slightly, you know, I think you're getting old. When I see someone, I go, what do they do? I mean, I know they're famous, but what do they do? And I feel like I sound like my dad, because there aren't now just that certain breed of celebrity. I'm using air quotes for the sake of your listeners at home. But they don't really have an obvious skill. And I think that's where, you know, I think actors, presenters, writers, sports people are very, I think fame is a dirty word sometimes for them, because they are very much about having a talent or, you know, a skill. And I think suddenly in this day and age where you can be, you know, famous for uploading things onto YouTube, you can literally go on a reality TV show.
Well, you can be famous within your own Facebook group.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Fame is quite easy to come by now.
True.
If you have that.
I understand why people want to be famous for no particular reason. I understand why people see the appeal of fame as the thing rather than the byproduct of the thing, because if you look about, you know, the way the economy is, the way it's very, very hard to, particularly if you live in London, it's very hard to afford a house anymore. I understand why people see that as the dream, and they'll think about any number of ways to achieve that thing where they'll get into the nightclubs free and get the free clothes.
That's the thing though, Joe, and I think that's why I loved about what you said, Jennifer, for you to say, as a famous person with talent, obviously saying you love being famous, you wanted to be famous. I think, yes, come on. What doesn't happen is so many people in the public eye slag off being famous.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they don't talk enough about the riches, the privileges, the amazing, the goodie bags. You know, on a serious note, to the average Joe, that is literally the stuff dreams are made of.
Yeah.
And I just think, come on, just realise how good you've got it sometimes. I know there can be the annoying sort of intrusion to your private life, but that, I would argue, for majority of famous people who don't covet the spotlight, you can get away from that side of things. You know, there are a certain level of people.
I think if it takes over, then it's a bad thing.
Yeah.
I mean, my wanting to be famous was like most people. You think, oh, God, look at that. I'd love to like be standing up there singing that song. And wouldn't that be amazing and all that? But I think most of the time, because I grew up in an age when there wasn't social media or anything like that, I think it was quite easy just to drop that and think, that's your daydream, now let's get on with life, you know, because it was a daydream.
Yeah.
And I then just got on with life, and it didn't push me to do a certain thing. I sort of did it by accident.
But do you think you ever...
Trained to be a teacher and suddenly met someone who was quite funny. But, you know, these things sort of happen by accident. I think if you become obsessive about it, which you can do, I think, now on social media and everything, you become obsessed about your number of Twitter followers or number of people that have given you likes on Facebook, and you think, oh, God. At least we could just drop it and go, right, let's get on with life.
But it's also, I guess, it is great because, you know, there are downsides, but, you know, you can get a huge audience. You can get your talent, your skill out there. Do you think, Jennifer, if it had not happened for you and you were coming up in this day and age, you hadn't had your break, would you ever have gone down that sort of YouTube sort of reality, sort of putting out there yourself kind of route?
I probably not. I don't think I'd have had the confidence to do that.
Yeah.
No, probably not, actually.
Yeah.
I think by the time you hit 30, you've sort of... got your head straightened out into something else, hopefully.
Do you regret the loss to the veterinary community that you, your career has?
I do. I mean, I think they're really regretting the fact that I didn't get them my A-levels.
Yeah. The animals are much sadder, I think, generally.
Yes, they are, generally. Yeah. And obviously, but I've made people smile.
You certainly have.
Oh, thank you.
Just us in here. I mean,
come on. It must rock being famous, right? Just there must be one.
Do you know, I think there are downsides. Of course, there are downsides. But if you don't play into the whole circus, you can actually have a really nice time and a really nice life. And you can be as famous as you'd like in a funny way, you know?
Also, you might be surprised to know there are some downsides to not being famous as well.
No, I don't believe so.
I'll tell you about it later. Yeah.
Joe.
It's called getting on the tube, the bus.
I still get on the bus and the tube.
Yeah, no, I'm joking. But.
God.
Hello, listeners. Podcast editor Kat here, and I'm delighted to say we're taking Hey It's OK to the London Podcast Festival. That's right, join Joe, James and a celebrity guest for a special live episode on Saturday, September 16th. You can get your tickets now at kingsplace.co.uk and clicking on the event calendar. See you there.
Well, get us in the Glamour Pod cupboard, getting all topical right now.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to talk politics.
Steady,
you guys.
Foreigner.
And another thing.
How very Nigel Farage of you.
Yeah, steady there,
well,
girl.
At least you know for one thing as an immigrant.
Steady there.
I ain't going to be voting UKIP, so there's that one.
That's true.
Yeah.
We can relax.
Yay. Yeah. So is it okay, Jennifer Saunders, James Williams, to change your politics? I think it is okay, but I meet a lot of people in Britain who are absolutely appalled that I've voted all over the shop and back again, let me tell you, over the years.
The political bike.
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Well, I've got a feeling that it used not to be. I mean, it used to be very tribal, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to listen to my parents and then vote not like them, probably.
Yeah, that's the way
but
of the world.
But then you become in a tribe, you know, and you become like, well, I'm only going to vote Labour and I'm only this. But I think it's changing now because I think as young people become more engaged, they actually want more answers and they're more used to shopping around, literally, and looking for the people that, whether it's
that's
an independent
or
a Green Party or something, they're looking for something that suits them rather than just a tribe.
I totally understand. I have friends. I mean, you know, I don't have, because I didn't grow up in this country, I don't have the Thatcher hangover that so many of my friends do. So I can never fully understand what that was like to live in that time. But I, you know, I have friends whose parents were very active in the miners' strike and things like that. So I get it. I get why those people, it doesn't matter if, you know, Jeremy Corbyn's killing kittens in the street and Theresa May's giving everyone a fiver. They're never going to vote Tory. And I get it. But from my point of view, and I'm not saying I'm going to vote Tory. I don't know. You know, I'm kind of still, as we head to the polls, very undecided
on the fence
this time. But I just feel like it's not a football team. And I'm going to make up my mind based on the world circumstance and the national circumstance at the time of voting. My feeling.
I think you've hit the nail on the head, though, I think, Jennifer, by saying that's the difference, I think, Joe, that you're, I think, voting more like a young person who's actually...
Thank you very much.
but you
well,
know,
there you
they're
go.
Actually, I think the older generation, sadly, are more ingrained. And I say this as somebody whose grandmother was very active in the Labour Party, you know, so for me growing up, the idea of me voting anything but Labour, but the times have changed. But, you know, I think the older generation are very much stuck in their ways. And I think the younger people are more likely, like you said, to shop around, to actually be a bit more objective in their sort of political
for a
views.
Personality now, and I think we've lacked that in politics for so long.
Yeah,
I mean, well, and, where unless, are the people that are standing on a soapbox and actually saying something?
Well, unfortunately,
I mean, that's why people like Corbyn, because suddenly he was actually standing on a soapbox and shouting about something.
But this is what bothers me about personalities, quote unquote. Is that, you know, that's why Farage always used to get so much question time. You know,
and Boris, you know. Yeah. It's like
Farage and Boris are just, well, in my mind, just awful.
But also, I think the reason why, and I'm a bit with you, Joe, is that I genuinely don't know, and I'm, you know, I keep doing those quizzes that keep popping up on Facebook trying to tell me
how to vote.
What the hell am I supposed to do? But also, let's be realistic. I think the reason it's become a lot more complicated is because there's blurring of so much more of the boundaries. You know, it's not as cut and dried as it used to be, really. Let's be honest.
Well, I suppose so. And I think Brexit has sort of blurred those lines because people from both parties voted different ways.
And, so, then essentially, you know, the Labour Party is two parties now, really. Yeah. Sort of like the pro and the anti-Corbyn factions.
Well, maybe we just need a new party. I think that's so. Probably the thing.
So I think
Macron could be leading the way here.
Yeah.
Just need some new life.
Justin Trudeau from Canada, please. Can't we get somebody like that?
Why are you liking him so much?
Because he's very handsome now.
Well, I think that Trudeau is very much the Blair model,
which
the Labour Party internally absolutely loathes. So, but that's when, I'm going to get in trouble now, but that's when they were sort of like the most electable.
Yeah.
Mm. So I worry about, it'll be interesting to see how they do.
Let's see how bad it gets. Yeah. Because I think, you know, let's see how this Brexit thing works out. Because if it goes tits up, then I think anyone else is electable because it could... Or it might go well. Who knows? I mean, we just don't know because no one's giving us any information. Yeah. And I think that's the worst thing.
Well, that's because they don't know.
No.
They don't know.
They don't know, you know. And
to go into something when you don't know anything is really weird.
Which is why it's weird that we've even got an election happening.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it's so uncertain, the whole climate.
Well,
yes, but that's mein Führer, Theresa May, that's isn't it? Now?
She's called that election now because
the Conservative Party.
Because she feels like she can cement her power for a much longer time because, you know, according to the polls, Labour is so far behind. But I mean, how confident were we that we would not be leaving the EU? How confident were we that Hillary Clinton would be US president? So I think there's going to be a lot of dark horse voters out there. And I just don't, like every other election, we don't know what's going
to
happen.
Yeah, to be honest.
I hope so, because I think you always need a good opposition. I don't think anyone should be given carte blanche.
And that's it.
Ever.
So I don't want to believe the polls that we have no opposition, because you're exactly right.
Who can believe polls?
Yeah.
But they've been wrong so many times.
So many times. Yeah, and so. I just hope young people come out and vote.
Please let the 16-year-olds vote.
Please.
That would make such a difference.
But on balance, I mean, I'm going to be the boss here and say it's absolutely fine to change your politics. Yeah. I think, of course, it is.
You can change. People change their mind. Politics. Also, politicians change their mind.
But be informed and use reputable news outlets. Yes. No fake news.
And
don't
just get everything off Facebook.
Exactly.
And above all, please, I'm just going to be a mum here. Mm. Use your right to vote.
Absolutely.
Please do.
Please get out there and do it, people.
Yeah. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Thank you, Jennifer Saunders, for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
I hope you're still speaking to us and that you will come to the awards.
I shall.
Well, she signed a contract.
Yeah, she has to.
Yeah, so that's awesome, isn't it? Yeah, and thank you, James Williams.
You're welcome.
If you're enjoying Glamour Hey It's Okay, please, please do subscribe in iTunes. Then you'll never miss an episode, because that would just be the worst thing to happen to you, I think, to accidentally miss one of these golden treats in your ears. What the hell am I talking about? If you are listening and you want to start contributing, if you've got an idea of what you want us to talk about on Hey It's Okay, what do you want to hear debated? Please do send us your ideas on an email at editor@glamourmagazine.co.uk address. And I do read all those emails, I swear to God.
Do get involved on Twitter using the hashtag Hey It's Okay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.